This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.
You know, I've been obsessed with Beethoven for just about all of my life, and there's hardly been a day in the last 20 years when I didn't work on some Beethoven. But now, at any given point, there are probably sort of 7 or 8 sonatas I'm working on in various stages of development. And so I really do feel like I'm living and breathing and eating and sleeping Beethoven.
That's pianist Jonathan Biss. He's halfway through a 9-year, 9-disc recording project of the entire Beethoven sonata cycle. The most recent is Volume 4, including the first piano sonata, Opus 2, Number 1, Opus 10, Number 2, Opus 49, Number 1, and Opus 57, known as the Appassionata. Ever since he started this recording project, he wanted there to be a corresponding education component as well. That's why he created an online course where he looks at the 32 sonatas inside and out from the performer's point of view. When the class recently relaunched, more than 20,000 people signed up.
The power of Beethoven is no secret. Beethoven's music marries unbelievable accomplishment with ragingly powerful personality. And that's a pretty potent mix, you know. So I think, you know, Beethoven's music has, for those reasons, among many others, has captured the public imagination since the time it was written.
While recording these sonatas, Jonathan Biss says he's been amazed and surprised at how unique they are.
With Beethoven, it is unbelievable the extent to which he reinvents the genre every time, you know, 32 times in a row, you know, in terms of basics of form, in terms of character, in terms of the sonority of the pieces. Every one of the sonatas has a different sound. And that is amazing, you know, that someone could write music of such varyingly high quality without really relying on a bag of tricks. You know, he was, I think, so restless in his imagination that every time he decided to write a piece, it was out of some deep expressive need. And that's amazing to witness and to experience as a performer.
When Beethoven composed his first sonata, Jonathan says he was already wrestling with tradition.
Already, the piece has 4 movements, which Mozart and Haydn never did in a piano sonata. And it has, particularly in the outer movements, a kind of a relentlessness, a kind of almost brutal energy, which, you know, again, that's just all Beethoven. So there is this sort of sense of push-pull with the past in Opus 2, Number 1, which I find really fascinating to behold.
So what's so special about the Sonata Number 6 in F major?
The signature characteristic of Opus 10, Number 2 is its sense of humor. It has a whole range of humor, from witty games to, and occasionally sort of stupid jokes even. There's, you know, the wrong key resolving a passage, or a very, very short phrase being answered by an enormously long one. You know, there's all of this sort of thumbing of the nose at the expectations of the audience, which is something Beethoven delighted in doing. And he was wonderfully silly in this piece.
The first sonata with which Jonathan became truly obsessed was the Appassionata.
I remember I had a cassette tape of Rudolf Serkin playing it when I was probably 10 years old, and I wore it out. There's a moment sort of midway through the first movement where, you know, there's an outburst which is, I think, greater than any that has occurred in music up to that point. And then he tops it about 3 more times over the course of the piece. So there's this sense of upping the ante in a way that's terrifying. I mean, I think that's probably the word I should have started with. As a piece of music, the Appassionata is terrifying.
Terrifying, restless, witty. For Jonathan Biss, it's all part of the Beethoven diet he ingests every day as he continues his 9-year, 9-CD trek to record all 32 of Beethoven's sonatas. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher.